What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And let's talk a little bit about Europe and immigration and politics. And there's a new phrase going around, Germany, Merkel madness, or its German equivalent. And Germany is really starting to see some very negative effects from the refugee crisis, because the Germany that I experienced back in the 1980s was a pretty cool place. Very beautiful, very neat, not very crowded, and very little crime. That apparently has all changed. And this article that came out of Europeans Worldwide is saying that what people would have considered normal German life is fast disappearing. And it's gotten so bad there, a lot of Germans are now leaving Germany. They're going to Hungary and Poland to escape the rampant refugee violence gripping Germany's cities. Now, Greece has suffered a calamitous 41% drop in tourism as a consequence of this invasion by non-European benefit bandits. Another cool expression. Germany's tourist sector is looking at a huge drop as well. And private properties in the hotel and leisure sector have been commandeered by the state to accommodate the refugees. It really is out of control. And the reason for it all, again, New World Order. One world government, one world private central bank, and get everybody confused about who they are so that there's no more group of Germans over here and no more group of French over there. And by the way, it's not going to work. And we learned that from the immigration era in the United States, where people were coming to the United States, they were coming through Ellis Island, they were checked for diseases, they were checked for criminal records, and they were led into the country, and it was expected they would integrate with the society, which they tended to do. But they still formed their own little enclaves, Little Italy, Chinatown, Koreatown, that sort of thing. And these refugees in Europe and the United States are doing the same thing. You can't just blur people together like that and expect it to work. Contrary to what a lot of the globalists think, we are not sheep. And we want the freedom to choose who we associate with. And we're most comfortable associating with people that we grew up with, who have the same sets of values, who think the same way that we do, who know the same history that we do. Now, yesterday we reported on how Theresa May is looking to shuffle her cabinet, and some people are going to be replaced, others are being moved around. It's already starting to go cattywampus. Jeremy Hunt refuses to change his job. He wants to stay where he is. And Putney, member of parliament, has quit the government rather than move. So Theresa May is in trouble over there. All this chaos going on, all this empire building here. Now, as you know, Benjamin Netanyahu is facing corruption charges in Israel, and he's trying to hold them off by political means, by a special law that was passed by the Knesset. But the public pressure from the Israelis is growing that something has to be done. They don't like corrupt rulers any more than Americans do. And so there is a huge pressure building up right now, and it's been exacerbated by Netanyahu's son, who apparently didn't understand that silence is golden. And apparently Yair Netanyahu tells the son of an Israeli gas tycoon that his father, Benjamin, pushed that controversial gas deal in parliament in favor of the father in 2015. Apparently this was recorded outside a strip club. And the audio track of the video has been aired on local news in Israel. And so basically here what you have is the son of Benjamin Netanyahu admitting the corruption took place. I would certainly hate to be at the dinner table in that house that night. We're going to take a phone call now. Tom in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, yeah, Michael, good day to you. Yeah, what's on my mind, Michael, is this Trump's going to probably cave in on this DACA nonsense, because I saw the was on the news today with him in one of the cabinet rooms there in the White House with Chucky Smucky Schumer. He had, I think it was Dickie Durbin and Steny Little Hoyer. And it seems to me that Donald Trump, and I give Trump some credit, he was trying to stick up, you know, the best he could, but I didn't hear none of the other Republicans actually come to his defense and say, you know, no, we're not going to give you DACA until you do build the wall and deport them all. And nothing like that. It's all about what the Democrats want. And you got these rhino rats. I call them rhino rats now because the rhino rats are shutting their mouths and letting Trump, you know, like he's the bad guy. This is insanity and how they're spinning all this.
In the eyes of the Republican establishment, Trump is the bad guy. They lost control of their own party last year, and they don't like that. That's a big reason why so many Republicans don't like Trump. He's not theirs.
Well, Michael, you know, this guy Kevin McCarthy was standing right next to Hoyer, and I was saying, hey, why don't you speak up, McCarthy? Speak up. His state has been flooded with 4.5 million illegals that they know of. We don't know how many more it is. You couldn't get a Republican elected as a dog catcher in Sacramento, and you got this moonbeam clown who should be arrested with federal marshals because this guy's breaking all the federal statutes of aiding and abetting illegal aliens, but yet they don't want in the sanctuary cities. They don't arrest these guys. But here, you got the President of the United States. Oh, I don't know why Trump, with the presidency, he can force the federal marshals to go get Brown and put him under a house arrest for what he's doing. If it was a Democrat in power and it was a Republican trying to pull that, they would have him arrested. Now, what I want to see Trump do before he does this nonsense with DACA, because that's giving 800, 900 million more Democrats votes, this is insanity all across the board. I want to see some of these Republicans have some gonads or cojones and say enough is enough, because Michael, this is not Ronald Reagan tried it. Look what happened. Now you can have Donald Trump, like Pat Buchanan said the other day, he's going to cave in. He's going to cave in like a little bitch, and it's disgraceful because the Republicans are not backing Trump. He wants to. He may get the funding for the wall, but they're still going to keep pouring in here, Michael. No matter how the visas, it's just insanity. Matter of fact, Michael, they don't want to come here to learn English, really.
No, they're coming on in with this attitude of if there's enough of them, it will change this country into their country. It's a demographic invasion, if you will. And, you know, I don't think Trump's wall is going to work. I was opposed to it. I think it's cheaper to put crocodiles in the Rio Grande. But seriously, if you want to stop the abuse of the immigration system, you start enforcing the immigration laws. And that means people who aid and abet, give shelter or transportation or employment to an illegal immigrant, goes to jail. And you start doing that, and you will cut off that financial incentive for the illegals to cross that border.
Well, absolutely. You know, Michael, they had a guy here in the Florida area. I was talking on the radio the other day, and he was bringing up statistics of the 1900 statistics in the early 1900s. And you know, in 1900... 54% of all males in the United States have blue eyes. You know how many blue-eyed males there are in the United States at this time? 15-16%. Unbelievable. I'm not going to get into that. I won't get into that real heavy stuff with the blue eyes and all the whatever, green eyes, whatever. But I will say this. There is a modus of operandi since 1965 with this Kennedy and this Manny Cuellar to literally destroy the northern European base in the United States. And you had a dark black Irish Kennedy who's tried to sabotage the European structure of this country.
I disagree Trump. With you about Kennedy. I disagree with you about Kennedy.
The bill, Michael, 1965 immigration bill. You need to check it out. Kennedy was behind it with that guy Cuellar, and he was totally for flooding the country with third world invasion. Kennedy's a big perpetrator of that. Trust me, you'll see.
All right, I'll take a look at that. I'll take a look at that.
I wish you would.
I mean, I know that in the past, bringing in people from the third world has been encouraged because it's a cheap labor force. And I'm sure that's at least one of the agendas that's at work now. But back then, we needed the labor force. Right now, we've got too many laborers, and they're not working. And it's cracking the system right now. But again,
there's only 1.2 million people in the agriculture industry. I looked it up. There's only 1.2 million people actually work in the agriculture industry in the United States. So where are all these other millions of people doing? Cutting grass? Cutting trees down? I don't know.
Well, I don't know, but most of them are trying to get free benefits. The agriculture is no longer the main destination for immigrant labor because it's all been mechanized. It's all done with machines now instead of by hand.
Absolutely. Matt Drudge was talking about that on the Drudge Report the other day. About what do you need all this labor? Because machinery is the robots are going to be taking over in the next 50 years. You don't even need nobody basically to do any of that stuff. It's insanity. All it is, Michael, I can say, and I know your other callers, look, it's all about flooding the Democratic voter rolls so they can keep electing all these people have their little cushy jobs and they don't want to lose them in the future. They're afraid of losing their power and their money that they got coming for the next 10, 15 years. Hell with their kids and grandkids and all that. They just want to hold on to their power. Look at this McCain. He should have stepped down as soon as he found out he had a brain problem. He's got to step down. This guy cost us the health care bill. I mean, the lame brain, insane McCain. And he keeps going around. He's a war hero. He wasn't a war hero, Michael. He was caught and put in a box and probably ratted like a rat fool. Who knows what? My father was in the war.
He made propaganda recordings for the North Vietnamese. They actually got released. They're out there on the web.
Absolutely. So thank you, Michael, for taking my call. Have a great day.
All right, same to you. We're going to let you go. All right. I don't agree that there has been a deliberate plan intending to reduce the European culture in the United States. I think the motives for open border immigration are a cheap labor force. Today, of course, it's part of that New World Order destroying the national identity of the entire country. Destroying the regional identity, the historical identity, the cultural identity. Just blur it all together to make us easier to control. We're going to do a shout out now to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Now, Donald Trump has apparently signed a bill to make Martin Luther King's birthplace a national park. And he signed this on Air Force One and Alveda King, the Martin Luther King's niece, was in attendance for it. So they're basically going to use this bill. It will include the Martin Luther King National Historic Site. We'll also include the Prince Hall Masonic Temple, the former site of the Southern Christian Leadership Conferences, where the civil rights movement really began back in the 1960s. All right, let me... Now, this story, this again, the kind of people drawn to power. He still is, but he was the chief of police for the small western town of Leechburg, Pennsylvania. 40-year-old man was arrested after arranging a sexual tryst with what he thought was a 14-year-old girl. Now, the teenager was actually an undercover officer from the Pennsylvania Bureau of Criminal Investigations. And Michael Diebold was charged with two first-degree felonies, unlawful contact with a minor, and criminal attempt to commit involuntary deviant sexual intercourse. And he's in jail on a $500,000 bond. His lawyer says he's going to plead not guilty at his bail hearing. Unfortunately, this guy has a wife and a family, and they have just been destroyed by all this. Apparently, they had no idea that this guy was behaving this way. So, okay. And here's another one, and I hate stories like this. A man who worked at a school and coached track has pled guilty to sexually abusing 42 underage boys. The problem is this man is HIV positive, and he knows he was HIV positive. Talk about a complete lack of a sense of responsibility. You know, when AIDS first came to the United States, there was this Canadian flight attendant. Gaitan, I think, was his name. And he knew he had the illness, but every city that he had a layover in, he'd go down to the local bathhouse and meet somebody and have sex. And this one guy, he was the patient zero. This one guy, it just spread it literally all over Canada and the United States of America. I hope that there's a law someplace saying that if you are carrying a deadly disease and you knowingly and willingly infect somebody else with it, that's tantamount to manslaughter. We're going to go ahead and take a phone call. We're going to talk to Al in Canada. Aloha, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Actually, I just want to chime in for a second about what you just said about that guy that was going across America and Canada. Actually, we do have laws up here that do charge people with some type of criminal charge concerning that sort of thing. It's happened here in the city where I live, where a couple of people had been doing that sort of thing, and they were busted. The last caller, like, I'm not going to say I don't think he's racist or anything. I'm not going to call him racist, but if someone were to listen to your radio show for like the first time and hear something about, well, you know, in the 50s, the amount of people with blue eyes in the United States was 50%, and now it's only 17. I mean, that sounds really, really racist. Another country.
It really does. I'm not even sure it's accurate because I'm not even sure it's accurate because that's not my memory from when I was a kid. I didn't see that many blue-eyed people. And, of course, anytime you start talking about blue eyes, the first association that comes to mind is Hitler and the master race.
Yeah. And, actually, you know, I'm German, and my eyes are brown. And I know for a fact that your eyes are brown because I can see them right now. And, I mean, eye color doesn't have anything to do with anything at all. I mean, I know kind of where he's pointing the finger, but, I mean, to say something like that is one thing. I mean, I apologize if he thinks I'm calling him a racist. I'm not. It's just that sort of thing. I mean, you shouldn't really say stuff like that. I mean, we're adults, and I mean, you have a radio talk show, and it just doesn't sound right.
I agree with you. And if we had not had other callers waiting. I was going to mention to him the way the gene that controls eye color works is if both parents have to have blue eyes for the child to have blue eyes. If somebody with blue eyes marries somebody with brown eyes, the child will have brown eyes. And that's the way it works. Over time, blue eyedness declines naturally.
Yeah, like my granddaughter has blue eyes, and her father had blue eyes, but my daughter has brown eyes, but she has blue eyes. It's one of those anomalies, right?
It's a recessive gene. Brown-eyed people can carry the gene for blue eyes.
Yeah, because, you know, like, I asked about it, right? And, you know, I got basically the same explanation that you mentioned. But anyway, you know, I'm not upset or anything like that. It's just like, wow. Does that ever sound horrible?
Yeah, I was a little uncomfortable with that as well.
I'm going to apologize if he thinks, you know, I'm pointing a finger at him. I'm not, because if I point a finger at him, I got three pointing back at me, and I don't like that.
Yes.
So, anyway, I appreciate your time, Mike, and I hope Lady Claire's feeling better, and hope to hear from her on Friday.
Yes, she's going to be on the show Friday. She's really doing much, much better. She still has an issue with her back injury. She coughed so hard at one point she literally threw her back out. So she had to deal with both of those. We're going to take a break here for commercials. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors with another phone call.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And the corporate media is really jumping on top of this transcript from when the founder of Fusion GPS testified before Congress. And obviously, the Trump supporters are saying it underscores the fact that that dossier was a complete fiction. The Democrats are now countering with, well, it's time for all of this to go away. Why are we still getting excited about this? We all know the dossier was nonsense. Let's just, you know, forget about it and move on. Well, the reason we're not moving on is very simple. We have to focus on who made the decision to come up with this dossier, who paid for it. We know that Hillary Clinton's campaign paid part of it. We know the DNC paid part of it. We know that at one point the FBI threw some money into this. So that's why we have to keep looking at it. Okay, we're going to go back to the phones now. John in Rancho Cucamonga, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello there, Michael. Good to talk to you again. Your previous caller was talking about the Immigration Act of 1965, and
yes.
He kept mentioning that Kennedy was one of the perpetrators of that act, and it wasn't clear to me whether he meant John F. Kennedy, and I thought that may have been your reluctance for accepting it. And but the truth is that it was Ted Kennedy who was pushing that particular act, along with another.
That makes a lot more sense because Robert Kennedy was, of course, Attorney General.
That's correct. That's correct. Yeah. So Ted Kennedy, and I don't know why he didn't say that, but it stuck out like a sore thumb because I didn't know what he meant by that either. So, yeah. Anyway. So, and as far as I know, I never read the act when it came out in 1965. I read about the act. I was going to school in Illinois at the time, and I read a little bit about it in the Chicago Tribune. It didn't. That was before the internet. I still haven't read the act itself, but from what I gather, it did allow for. It was the beginning of the population from other third world countries coming into this into the United States, as opposed to Western European, Eastern European, Russian extraction type people, people with white skin.
Well, again, back then, it made economic sense to have a very low-cost workforce. That certainly doesn't apply now. And we can't even employ the American people we have here. There are no jobs for these illegal immigrants and refugees. I do agree with Donald Trump's move to put a five-year delay on refugees coming to this country from receiving benefits. They have to come here and stand on their own, pay their own way, find a job, work for 5 years before they can apply for welfare or anything else like that.
Well, that should go without saying. And Pat Buchanan had made that point at least 20 or 25, 30 years ago, something like that, when yes. The patron saint of the Republican Party, St. Ronald Reagan, signed the very first amnesty in 1986, I believe it was, and turned out, it allowed in a lot more than what it was supposed to, several million as opposed to a couple hundred thousand. The original act, though, I remember even the thinking and some of the just discussions on campus at the time were, it's going to take a long time, and projections about how we'll become a minority in our own country will never come to pass because it would take too long and so forth. Well, here we are, So anyway.
Yeah, here we are. Yeah. It's a mess, and far too many times in our nation's history, we have seen politicians do something that's immediately expedient for whatever purpose they're trying to serve, and they really do not look at the long view. And we've inherited so much of our problems from short-sighted thinking done in the past. Anyway, listen, we're coming up here on a commercial break. So, John, unless you've got something else, we're going to let you go here.
No, Michael, that was the main thing I want to make the case was Ted Kennedy was behind that act. And
okay.
I don't have any other comments on any white genocide type programs at this time, so I'll let it go with that right now. So
all right, we've got
to
let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. Yeah. Thank you for the phone call, and we'll be right back.
Bye.
Hello.
Hello. We're still on the air. My mistake. We changed the clock recently, and we're still on the air. And now we're coming up on the commercial break here. When we get back, we're going to have more phone calls and kind of a weird story from Porter Airlines regarding a flight to Toronto. So now it's the commercial break, and we'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And the corporate media is still going on about Oprah in 2020. Apparently, Democrats think it's a wonderful idea. And all I can say is Oprah's already apparently issued a statement through an intermediary that she has no plans to run for president in 2020. But if she does, and Hillary is looking at 2020, then Oprah better be wearing her Kevlar undies and stay out of small suburban Washington, D.C. parks. We're going to go back to the telephones now. Tony in Puerto Rico, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I think a better candidate in 2020 would be Joe Kennedy III. Anyway, my question is this. Yes, first of all, I'm happy to know that Claire's doing well. Very, very happy
yes.
about that. And
thank
I was
you.
Watching. I was watching your program yesterday. You mentioned about they expand NASA, NASA.
Yes.
Technology will help the economy. But my question is this: if the petrodollar goes down the drain, what would happen to the American economy?
Well, right now, much of the American economy is dependent on revenue generated by other countries using our dollar to trade across borders. because those dollars are accruing interest that must eventually be repaid. If there is no more foreign demand for U.S. dollars, and we're not just talking the petrodollar, but any dollars at all for corn or wheat or grain or anything, then the U.S. economy becomes totally dependent on U.S. manufacturing and exports to other countries, and U.S. agriculture exporting to other countries. And those are two areas that have been allowed to decline. Our manufacturing has been declining in quantity and quality since the 1980s, and nobody wants our agricultural produce because of the GMO problem. So you can see they're stuck in a bit of a corner here. And the only way we're going to bring manufacturing back is we're going to have to leapfrog ahead into new technology, because our business leaders in the last couple of decades very foolishly just licensed off all of our technology to other countries to be manufactured. And it's those manufacturing jobs from a new product or a new appliance or whatever that really raise the lifestyle of the working people. And those other countries are not going to be so foolish as to allow the manufacturing of those products to come back to the United States of America. So we got to get something new going, something that is revolutionary, that only the United States is going to be able to make for a while. And we can get our manufacturing economy back with that. But we're going to have to keep that technology and those jobs here in the United States of America. What they're going to do about the GMO problem, I have no idea, because of how long that pollen can survive in the wild. That was a very poorly thought out decision there.
Okay. Thank you, Mike. Good night.
All right. Thank you very much. And we're going to switch over to Fred in Nova Scotia. Thank you for waiting so patiently. Fred, what's on your mind? Okay, did we lose Fred?
Oh, no, yeah. I'm right here.
Fred? Okay, there you are. All right, what's on your mind today?
Well, a few things. One, we shouldn't all gang up on Tom like this. He does have a strong point. There is a lot of, there's a thing out there, there's a huge meme all over social media about white privilege, when I think it's just a bunch of white guilt. You know, I mean, there is a lot of, white people are the most attacked, targeted people in the world right now, unfortunately.
Yes.
And as a person that looks like...
For the record, I'm white, sort of white, pan.
Are you really? Okay. Well, I mean, for the record, I'm not, but I look like I am. So, I mean, I can appreciate, you know, being called a white supremacist so many times, and that the fact that I'm Arab. It's pretty funny, and I could say that I've been in your shoes for a few seconds anyway. The reason why I called is because of last Thursday I went to a specialist. My left leg is pretty much blowing up like a balloon, and I went to a specialist regarding this issue, and he told me, yeah, we're going to have to put you in a sock, a compression sock, and eventually we're going to have surgery on your leg. And I told him, well, I just bought this, this bottle of Extendivite, and the guy, the owner of the company told me that, my veins and all the situation will be rectified eventually once the stuff, gets into my system for enough time. And the doctor, this guy, supposedly a specialist, told me, don't waste your money. You know, it's just a placebo. And I said, well, that's your opinion. Right? And he's like, but, I've never been trained in natural drugs. And I'm like, well, then why would you say that statement if you're making that other statement, And like I said, since Thursday, I went to the doctors, and I'm like, okay, that's it. I'm going to start on these pills. And I really just started them that day. And since then, my leg is like, it was just Thursday. It's only been a few days, and I can see a huge difference in my leg.
Well, good. I'm glad it's working on out for you.
I'm
glad
great.
It's working on out for you. I got to tell you, my confidence in America's medical system has really been destroyed even further with the medical treatment that we had to seek for Claire because she saw several practitioners and they were making contradictory statements and prescribing contradictory medications. And it almost seems like going to a McDonald's of medical care. And I'm glad she's doing better. We still have to deal with the back issue. But this flu was really nasty. We were talking with a bank teller who apparently got this flu like a month ago and is still not quite over it. So the malady lingers on.
As you know, here in Canada, we have a free health care system, but I call it death care system because our system is not really set up to really help you. It just sort of suppress whatever problem you have, you know, a bunch of Band-Aids here and there, and then eventually you're going to die and you're going to be one less of a statistic. It's a cynical way to look at things, but based on my experience here through how they push pills, you know, my doctor, she loves to write prescriptions, and every time I go to see her, she always has a newer, nicer car. Go figure.
Yes.
So you know, the healthcare system, unfortunately, is pretty bad, and I'm sorry to hear that you had to go through that, but I'm glad to hear that that your wife is doing much better. And I give you an update on the, I called a little while ago and I told you how a social justice warrior was trying to attack my business over a comment that I made online. Well, I was able to remove that from my ratings, and I now have a 4.9 out of 5 star rating back onto my business. So that's a good thing.
That is a good thing. And again, there need to be more safeguards regarding deliberately malicious negative ratings that don't really rate the business. It's just somebody's way of, you know, getting even. It's amazing the lack of a sense of responsibility that is emerging in our society in the computer age. Like that guy who's thankfully going to go to prison for the hoax SWAT call, the hoax bomb call.
Yeah, he is.
I think a lot of this is coming out of the economic evolution where we were talking about when I was a kid, you know, the husband went to the job and had enough money to buy a house and take care of the family, and the mother was there parenting the children, and the father was there parenting the children when he came home from work. But today, in order to even have a house, you've got both partners in the marriage are working. They're working longer hours, and our kids are being raised by TV, movies, and video games. And I think that's one of the reasons why they behave so irresponsibly.
I think it's also a lack of discipline. It's a lack of values. It's a lack of empathy. It's a lack of many things that values, essential values that we used to have as kids that our parents instilled in us. My dad, and I'm proudly saying my dad beat me as a kid. He didn't abuse me. He beat me as a kid whenever I did something wrong. And I wouldn't be the man that I am today because of such. But I'm not allowed to beat my kids because of the way society has become. So now my kids can grow up to be spoiled brats and entitled little kids that'll think that everything is going to come to them. That's why the situation in the society has become the way it is, unfortunately. But, I mean, what can you do? I mean, look, just driving. You see how people just will push in front of you when they drive and this and this. And, I mean, it shows you, like, the reason, I mean, I'm not trying to stick up for the cops, but the reason why the cops are, they're just a part of the society. They're humans just like us. So they have our fuses, all of our fuses are smaller, so they can't handle dealing with people as much as they used to. You know, cops back in the days, you used to curse at them in their face, you'd call them a pig or whatever, and they'd laugh at you, you know, and this and that. But now, you know, good luck. Good luck trying to say anything to a cop. I mean, today just a video.
Well, it's not
was
just
posted.
The police. It's not just the police. I mean, the liberal snowflakes. We're literally indoctrinating young people to be offended by everything. And part of that, of course, is that you start screaming, "I'm offended," and some politician can say, "Well, if you vote for me, I will make sure you never have to deal with that thing that offends you ever again." And everybody is way too touchy. We have too many people who define their self-esteem, their sense of self-worth, by the fact that they're always able to find something to be offended by. And,
I'd like to thank you, Mike, for your push on on, I mean, yeah, you're probably regretting the fact that Trump is the president, but he's still doing much better than the alternative. Still doing much better than the alternative.
I have to say that if Hillary had won the election, things would be a lot worse for the country.
Yeah, Syria,
probably a lot worse for Claire and I personally.
Syria wouldn't be where it is if it wasn't for him. And he didn't do anything, but the fact that he didn't do anything made it for Syria to be. And I have a beep on the other line, so I have to let you go. And I love you, Mike, and take it easy.
Thank you, and good luck with your business. We're going to switch over to
Thank you.
In California. Aloha, Terry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Mike, that Immigration Act of 65 y'all are talking about, I always thought it was a globalist thing to push that through. I know that there's three Zionist politicians, the main one, Jacob Javits of New York. And, of course, he might have had aid from Kennedy, you know, because of the Zionist lobby. But after it passed, Jacob Javits was quoted as saying, open the floodgates. Let the floodgates come open. Let them in. And that's a good way to, you know, to do what they're doing today. It's the same thing, you know, mixing all the races together, destroying your national heritage and all that sort of thing. What do you think?
Yeah, and the double standard there, and we're seeing that today in Israel. Israel wants everybody else to be multicultural, but they're working right now to get the Palestinians out and have a Jewish-only Jerusalem and a Jewish-only state. And so it's a double standard. Israel thinks everybody else should have open borders, but they're closing theirs.
Right. And if they could take Netanyahu and get them out of there for corruption, maybe they can keep going. Of course, they won't. Send them to The Hague along with Bush, Cheney, and Obama. I'd be happy.
I would like to see that as well. I really would. All right. Well, listen, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. And very interesting story. We've been hearing a lot about how airlines have developed a very bad attitude toward passengers, at least those in coach. And they're maltreating them, giving seats away to members of Congress, literally dragging people out of a seat they paid for to make way for a deadheading crew. It really is abusive. It's almost like they're city buses with wings on them right now. So apparently over at Logan International Airport in Boston, there was a Porter Airlines passenger jet that was supposed to fly to Toronto. And there was a mechanical problem. And they sat on the runway for 2 hours on Friday night. And then they had to basically take the plane back to the terminal. And the passengers were deplaned. And the representatives of the airlines were trying to explain there was something wrong. We can't fix it till tomorrow. We're sorry about that. Some of the people were having difficulty hearing because they didn't have a PA system set up at the gate. So they took videos of the airline spokesperson explaining what was going on. And then it got kind of weird because security basically cordoned off the passengers and said, if you do not delete those videos and show that it's deleted from the trash can, you're going to be put under arrest. That's a little out there. All right, we're going to take another phone call here. Another Terry, this one in Houston. And aloha, Terry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? We lost him. He dropped. Okay, fine. Getting on another story about how abusive of ordinary people this society is becoming. Apparently, there's this lady, Dacia Hargrave. She's an English language arts teacher at Rennie Roast Middle Schools. And she was addressing the Vermilion Parish School Board meeting where this incident began. The teachers have not gotten a raise in a very long time. But it was announced at this board meeting that the superintendent was getting a huge pay raise. And so this teacher, Dacia, basically stood up and said, this is infuriating. We're the ones doing the work. We're the ones teaching the children. And the school board called the cops. She was arrested. All right, let's go back to the phones here. Rob in Buffalo, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Yeah, I just was giving you a call. I know that yesterday there was a caller. I think he was saying that, like, he really wants Trump to fail. He was hoping that he gets impeached and all this stuff. I think the last caller was just saying that he does definitely appreciate him over the alternative. And I just wanted to say that I really think that we don't give Trump enough credit for kind of spearheading this attack on the fake news. Even some other potential candidates, like even someone like a Ron Paul or Bernie. I know you've mentioned you prefer Bernie, but I can't imagine any of these people taking on the media the way that Trump is. And I think that is like a huge benefit of having him in there. And I was wondering what you thought about that.
Yeah, that is something that's very good to happen. And, of course, the way the corporate media went after him during the campaign, they've earned his wrath. And we've got to take a break for commercials. Do you have more to share with us, Rob?
Yeah, actually.
All right, stay on the line. I'll come right back to you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working 2 jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Yeah.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're talking with Rob in Buffalo about impeaching Trump. And again, everyone's throwing that word around rather recklessly because impeachment is a specific process to be used in the event of specific events. Congress can't just impeach Trump because they don't like him. Doesn't work that way. Trump has to be first convicted of an actual crime in the House of Representatives. Then the Senate decides whether he's going to be removed from office. We saw that in the Clinton administration, where he was impeached for obstruction of justice, lying under oath, but the Senate refused to remove him. So what's next on your list, Rob?
So like the caller yesterday, he was saying he hopes he's impeached. He hopes he, you know, gets out of office. And there's a lot of animosity towards Trump. I mean, he definitely is not doing a perfect job by any means. He's definitely made his fair share of mistakes. But as I said, like, he's taking on this attack on the fake news media. And we're also seeing
that's one of the things I agree with, yes.
Yeah, he's also taking on the FBI, though. Like, he's fired Jim Comey. Last I heard, McCabe is...
Yeah, but look who he replaced him with. Yeah,
I mean, I'm not seeing much action still, but I don't know. Like, what's the deal with Ray, I guess? Is he's no good?
Well, we're not seeing anything come out of the FBI, and probably one of the reasons is that the new FBI director, Ray, it may be that his first level of subordinates, I mean, they're holdovers, and they may be blocking. Remember, there are a lot of people tangled up in this web of corruption surrounding the Clintons and going back to Arkansas in the 1980s. And a lot of people appear to be dirty with the Uranium One deal. A lot of people, we had a report came out the other day that the Clintons' friends were using the foundation as a money laundry. So we're talking about hundreds, if not thousands, of highly placed people who are all going to block what any investigations out of fear that they themselves could ultimately go to prison or at least lose their careers.
Yeah, so I mean, there's all sorts of tangled webs there and everything, and it's not an easy job to do. So I mean, it looks like he's making some sort of an effort to, you know, try to clean up the FBI, but I mean, I don't know how much he can do, like, overnight.
He is the president, and he's made a lot of mistakes. I agree with some of the things he's done. I'm basically seeing a lack of action on the most important things, which is the military stand down that he campaigned on and the Clintons in prison, which I'm very keen to see. I agree with his policies on NASA. Anyway, I agree with his policies on NASA. I'm sorry, I'm getting nasty echo here. I agree with what he's saying about NASA, pushing for the new technology. I certainly agree with his stance on immigration, except I'm not seeing all that much actually being accomplished. Yes, he's sending home the El Salvadorians. It's a good first start. But we're already 1 year into his four-year term in office. He doesn't have all that much time left to get his agenda implemented.
Yeah, I agree. I hope.
Okay, we're gonna have to let you go for station identification. We'll be right back after these.
Have a good one.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.